front.
Very interesting week. Very, very interesting week this week.
Look, 100%. I think, look, let's start off with the new kind of football world news. It's a new segment, but let's just run through some of the interesting things that have happened.
Yeah, there's been a couple interesting things happened during the week. So, a couple ex-Premier League players have been arrested. Yeah. You probably won't know them, but one guy, Anthony Stokes, who's an ex-Sunderland player, got caught with $3,000 worth of coke in his sock after a 100-mile-per-hour police chase.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah, how good is that, really, right?
Using his Premier League expertise.
So he's been arrested, charged. See how that goes. And another one, this one's a lot bigger. J. Emmanuel Thomas. I don't know if you remember him. He played for Arsenal. He was an Arsenal youth, played a couple games for Arsenal. He was arrested with $600,000 worth of cannabis at the airport.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so he was trying to move. He was trying to move weight across oceans, bro. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
It translates. You go from football into, you know, drug trafficking.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Good for him.
It's an easy movement, right? Easy way to get from one side to the other. Oh, ex-Premier League player. Here's $600,000 worth of pot.
Yeah, please, just traffic
it. Just traffic it for me, please.
That's fine.
Big news. Endrick, 18-year-old superstar at Real Madrid, getting married to a 23-year-old Spanish influencer. She's hot. So hot.
Oh, dude. She's not only going to take his soul, but his money. It's insanity. One, why is no one making any claims about her age and his age?
You know that they started dating 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So he was 16 and she was 21.
Yeah.
If roles were reversed, he'd be called a pedophile. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, look, it's not as bad as Mane, but it's still pretty bad, bro. I don't know.
Good old Liverpool players. But there is this one interesting thing that I did read. They have a contract clause for their marriage. So they are not allowed to say the following things. They're not allowed to say, like in text. They're not allowed to say, They're not allowed to say KKK beauty. They're not allowed to say, ahem. And they're not allowed to just say, okay. I don't know why. This is childish shit, but this is the big one. They are obligated to end all communication, like let's say at the end of the night or whatever, with an I love you. How adorable is that?
It's so romantic. It's so romantic, we should put it in a contract.
Yeah.
Of course, because that's true love.
That's what love is, right?
Yeah.
And then the deal is whoever breaks the rules must give the other one whatever they want at the end of the month. Whatever they want.
Sounds like she is setting him up so she can get whatever she wants.
Well, I would just say this just sounds like a match made in heaven and they will last forever. I have no doubt about that.
It's forever love. Good. Dude, I mean, good for him. I'm sure he's really happy.
Oh, I'm sure he is now. He's 18 years old getting his dick wet by a fucking hottie 23-year-old Spanish influencer. Good for him. But I'm sure in like 2 years' time when she starts smashing him for all his money, he's going to be like, oh, that was a mistake.
Let's just hope he's as smart as Hakimi.
Oh, the GOAT. GOAT.
Legend.
Absolute legend. He will forever be remembered as the GOAT for that.
Yeah. I'm divorcing you. Okay.
Sweet.
I'm going to take the house in Spain.
I don't own a house in Spain.
That's my mother. My car is my father.
Yeah.
Everything.
What do you
mother or father.
What do you own, Hakimi? Nada.
Yeah.
Nada.
It's great. He's a legend.
What absolute legend.
But look, other news. Australia's got a new coach. Tony Popovich.
We called this, I think it was last week, said that we needed a new coach and look at that. I think someone was listening.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully,
you know?
Yes.
I think we only have 20 of them, but, you know, someone with influence.
Yeah, that's it.
But no, look, I think he'll be a really good coach because, look, if he can emulate what he did at Western Sydney for the Champions League, happy days, because he got the most out of those players. I think the disappointing thing for him was that he didn't take the Crystal Palace job when it was on offer.
Yeah, I think that was, I think it was a calculated mistake. I think he thought he could have gone a different route and maybe go a little bit higher up, but it didn't work out that way.
I think he was trying to be loyal to Western Sydney. He didn't. He had an unfinished job there in his mind.
Yeah. Well,
but, I mean, if you've got an offer for a Premier League club, you've got to take that risk, right?
Yeah. I mean, he ended up going to Turkey, which didn't end up very well. But he was an assistant at Palace. It would have worked out all right. Like, they would have remembered him there. He played there for 5 years as well. So it would have been a good transition for him, but he went the different route, and I think it's a benefit for Australia now that he's the coach.
I'm interested to see how he goes. Same. I really want to see him bring in a lot more of our youth because we don't know who they are.
Kind of like what Ange did when he first got in, right? Because he was given this old team before the 2014 World Cup, and he's just like, nah, none of them fit my profile. I think the only one that stuck around was Tim Cahill. For obvious reason, the guy's the greatest Australian player. He brought in all these new players and made Australia a dangerous team. We won the Asian Cup, you know. So hopefully Tony can do the same thing.
Yeah, bring in the young players. Develop a team for the future. Don't try and win everything with what we've got because we can't.
It won't happen.
No, it won't. We don't have the old... what was it? The 2006 team?
06 team, yeah.
We had captains of Premier League sides then. Mm. We don't have it anymore. Everyone stays in Australia.
Or plays in second-rate European or Asian divisions or whatever.
The J-League.
Yeah, the J-League, you know what I mean? So
bring back Tim Kennedy.
Yes, my man.
Look, other news. Ter Stegen.
Poor
cunt.
Complete
rupture of his patella tendon. Now, I know the pain. I've done a half tear of my patella tendon. It was had me out for 12 months. I couldn't move. I couldn't jump. I couldn't put any weight on my knee.
Yeah, poor guy. And it happened in it was 1 minute before halftime as well. Like, unfortunate luck for him. Barca are now out looking for a new keeper. I've heard Szczesny. He actually left Juve with no club, so he could just slot straight in. But, yeah, Ter Stegen will be out for at least 8 to 9 months now. His season's done.
I mean, his career could be done.
It's true,
depends
yeah.
how he bounces back.
Yeah, 100.
How old is he now?
He's got to be he's in his 30s. He's in his 30s, I know that. I'll find it.
But, look, while you're looking for that, we had the Champions League play last week, and I think there was a lot of interesting games. Look, I know the Barcelona game. A red card, taking him down to 10 men early, but then to lose 2-1 to Monaco? It's a surprise.
So while we're on Barca, yeah, Ter Stegen's 32. He's still got a few years left in him as a keeper, but like you said, has he bounced back?
Yeah, correct. Because, look, I don't see his career at Barcelona being much longer.
Nah.
Unless, I mean, it's a miraculous cure, but... Mm. I mean, a patella tendon for a goalkeeper is massive.
Yeah.
Because it's so much impact, right? You're diving, jumping, falling down. That's all stabilization from your patella tendon.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be hard for him to come back from this injury. See how he goes. Good luck to him, though.
But, look, wish him the best. But the Barca game, Yamal gets a goal.
Yamal back on the score sheet.
That's his first Champions League goal, right? No, it's not. He scored last year.
Yeah, but obviously first one for the season being the first game. But yeah, he's still continuing his form from the Euros.
But also, I mean, 1 point from the game, they had one shot on target.
On
one
what?
One shot on target. Did I say target?
You're okay.
Yeah, I had a stroke midway through the sentence. It's going to
target.
But how about the Arsenal game? 0-0 draw with Atalanta. Look, away in Italy, not too bad.
Not the worst result, right?
Yeah, but one of the worst games.
Oh, it's bad. Yeah.
Both teams managed two shots on target. That's it.
Yeah, it was a very, very tactical game, which you kind of expect in a lot of Italian games. Always thought it was going to be a bit low scoring, but yeah, I didn't expect a 0-0 draw.
No. Well, I mean, I didn't expect such a light attacking game.
Yeah.
I assumed that they would open the play up and happily attack. But I don't know. I think Arsenal's showing this year that they are very heavily focused on defense.
They're relying heavily on their defense. Yeah, they are relying on clean sheets, which if you want to win titles, you need to get right. So it's a good thing that they kept the clean sheet, but obviously they just need to work on their go forward.
Yeah, and again, that's no out-and-out striker. It difficult.
We will get into Kai Havertz very soon. I've got a very good stat on him.
But look, Leverkusen played as well, continued their winning ways, 4-0 against Feyenoord. Good win.
Did you see what Leverkusen did on the weekend?
No.
Bro, they did it again. It was 3-3, 94th minute, score a winner. Again.
Tell me it was Frimpong as well.
I don't think it was Frimpong, but that team just does not stop. Bro,
well, they've got the winning mentality.
Bro, straight out. They do have the winning mentality. No, it wasn't Frimpong. It was Boniface. But,
oh, yeah.
But, yeah, they did it again, 93rd minute. Like, fuck. That's like the 12th or 13th time they've done it under Alonso, where they've scored a winner in, like, injury time.
Yeah. But again, he instills the thought that they're not going to lose.
Yeah, so it's fantastic.
They think that they can get a goal all the way up to the last second, so they keep trying.
I give massive credit to Alonso to be able to, like, because like they went undefeated last year in Germany, right? They did the Invincibles. It must be so hard to try to get that team to try to repeat it again. And they've got the same mentality again this year. Like, big credit to Alonso.
100%. Also, that he had the ability to keep all of his players.
Oh, yeah.
So, in other words, they're believing in the system.
Yeah.
And they go, I can win trophies here. Yeah. I don't need to go elsewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now that they're in the Champions League, like, I guarantee you, no teams will want to play them in the Champions League.
No, 100%. Why would you?
No, that'd be a really, really hard test.
Even if they're down 2-3-0, they're going to keep coming at you.
There's they're not going to stop. Rest. No, they just don't stop. It's great to watch.
Well, look, then we have the Man City and Inter game. 0-0. At Man City's home. I think it's proving that Man City's home ground, it's not a fortress. I don't think people are intimidated of it.
Well, there's been videos of like the atmosphere there, and it's just not good. It's not good it's not intimidating, like you said. There's no like Anfield and Old Trafford and, you know, Dortmund. Like, those stadiums, they put the fear into other teams. The only thing that puts fear into other teams for Manchester City is the Manchester City team. The crowd is not a 12th man.
No, but again, if you cheat, you can build a team that good.
And that cheating will be confirmed, I think, very soon.
Ooh, I can't wait for that. Then we have the Salzburg game. Look, only bringing this one up, they did get absolutely slaughtered by Sparta Praha. But again, I bring it up because Bobby Clark and Bacicic are both in that team. And Linders, the coach, is Klopp's understudy. Doesn't look like he's translating his play over at Salzburg.
Well, in the Champions League, they're definitely not. And I'm just having a look now because they're in the Austrian League. Look, they're coming fifth. They have played two less games. They're not going too bad. 5 games, 3 wins, 1 draw, 1 loss. Obviously, new team. But Sparta Prague is what it is.
But look, last game before I hand it over to you. Bayern smacking Dynamo.
Yeah.
9-2. Yeah. This is the Champions League. This is not some team coming last in the Bundesliga. This is the best team out of Croatia. And they're smacking them 9-2. Harry Kane gets a hat-trick of penalties.
Yeah, one of them was a bit dubious, but I think at that stage it didn't really fucking matter. I think they were down like 6-2 at the time. Actually, it was pretty close because Bayern went up 3-0 and then Dinamo came back to 3-2.
Yeah, but then just allowed them to score, like, what, I mean, 6 more goals?
Yeah, yeah. Side note, my brother was at that game. He was in Germany on his honeymoon.
Nice.
Yeah, and didn't even know that there was a game on. Walked outside and there's just a bunch of, like, Croatians. And he's going, what's this? I'm like, oh, it's a Champions League game. Oh, cool. Let's go watch a Champions League game. I'm like, you fucker.
And that's how little the Bayern people cared about the game. There were still tickets available. There were still
tickets going, bro. Yeah.
Like, dinner, God, this will be bad for them.
So for me, there was another Premier League side in the Champions League. That was Aston Villa. They pumped Young Boys 3-0. Onana scored a 35-yard or 30-yard screamer.
I saw that goal. Good goal. Great goal. Great goal.
Prick can't do it in the Premier League, but, you know.
Oh, he's got a few in the Premier League. But, again, he had no one marking him. And a player like that, if you have space, he can produce. And that's what he did.
Yeah, it was a nice goal. And last point, my Italian team, Juventus, won 3-1. Doing very well under Thiago Motta. A few draws, no losses, pump PSV. I think they'll go pretty well this year.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Now, at the same time, there was EFL Cup games last week. I'm just going to quickly run through the Premier League teams that played. Brentford won. They beat Leighton Orient. Crystal Palace won 2-1 against QPR. Man U won 7-0 against Barnsley.
Yay, and Anthony got a goal.
Yay, love that for him. And it
was a penalty.
This guy, bro, he's so shit.
They're giving him goals.
They have
to. Please get a goal.
They have to, because there's no other way he's going to fucking score.
what a loser.
Yeah, he's shit. Brighton beat Wolves 3-2. And Spurs with a late comeback. Brennan Johnson scored a 92nd winner against Coventry.
Scoring lately.
He scored. Yeah. So he scored the goal that put Tottenham ahead against, was it Brentford they played?
Yeah,
he scored the goal to put them ahead. So, yeah, doing well. And then today we had a few games on. Chelsea won 5-0 against League Two team Barrow. Put their second team out. It was easy.
Yeah,
expected.
As it should be.
As it should be, exactly.
Yeah, and Premier League second team should be beating teams two divisions below. They should.
Well, three divisions below. Championship, League One, League Two.
Fair call.
Yeah, three. They definitely should. But the second team they put out was ridiculous. It was like Nkuku and fucking Badia Shiel and Gusto started. Chilwell came on. You're just like, bro, you guys should be pumping them. Yeah, Felix started. You're like, bro, signed it for 60 million. Signed Neto for 60 million. He's playing in a League Two game.
More than what the club's worth.
Yeah. City won 2-1. I think they struggled a little bit against Watford at the back end. I think they just wanted the game to be over. Leicester drew 0-0.
And then go on to win 3-0 in penalties. Again, that's a team three divisions below.
Yeah, yeah. I know they're away, but that should still be no excuse.
Yeah, they your killed mate, my
your,
multi.
Your
I hate them.
Your mate Edouard started up top as well.
He would.
Yeah, he would.
And that's why they didn't score. He's crap. Bro, he's crap. I cannot stress enough. If somebody can tell me what Edouard does as a striker other than just like stand there and fumble around with his feet.
Fuck. Dude, like, I haven't heard this much hate for a non-Man U, non-Man City type of player before.
Well, because he's crap. I cannot stress it enough. He's crap.
And then Aston Villa won 2-1 against Wycombe this morning as well. You've got a couple games.
Yeah, look, I just wanted to bring up the hilarious Fulham knocked out on penalties by Preston. The penalties was 16-15.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Come on, bruv.
So that means that at least five players had to repeat. Yeah. Do it. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's good. It's ridiculous.
If you were in the crowd, right, would you be like, going, oh, more penalties? Would you just be like, can you get this fucking game over with? I got to go home.
I'd be sitting there and be like, you do realize Preston's not a Premier League team, right? Like, you'd have to be yelling it out. And then you got Southampton knocking out Everton. I think, dude,
that is so funny.
Everton going to get relegated? But we've been saying this for the last two seasons.
Everton always seem to find a way to not get relegated. Even last year when they got docked 10 points, we all thought that's it, they're done.
Oh, and they're done.
And they still found a fucking way. But
what I find interesting is that they'll win like 10 games in a row and they'll games they shouldn't win. And then it comes to games they should win, they just lose. Yeah. And they lose like five in a row.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the penalties for the Fulham game. So it got up to 8-all before there was a miss. And there was a miss on the Fulham side. And then Preston missed as well. So then they kept going. And then actually Timothy Castagna missed. He used to play for Leicester.
Yeah.
He missed. He missed. And then, yeah, Preston won 16-15. By that stage, I'd be like, I'm fucking going home. I can't watch this shit.
The beers for the Preston players after that game would have been sick.
Congrats to Preston.
Oh, 100%. Well, look, let's jump into the round five games.
Let's do it.
I didn't do too badly this week. I got 6 out of 10.
Yeah, I got 5. I thought I was doing all right up until the last two games, which are both draws. I was thinking about putting City as a draw because Arsenal have been playing well, but didn't.
Well, we brought it up last week. I'd said they managed to draw last season at City.
Yeah, exactly right. So now I got 5 this week.
Well, back in the lead.
It's round 5, bro. Relax.
Yeah, that's right. Winners win, bro.
Where are we starting today?
All right, West Ham. Oh, no, sorry. You'll take us through the Chelsea game. Look, Villa Wolves. I got this right. Villa 3-1. It was a good game. Look, again, I'm still pretty confident that Wolves might be in the bottom three.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. The first half, though, was all Wolves. I don't know what Villa were doing in the first half. They were pedestrians for the whole first half.
Bro, their back line for that Cunha goal, they didn't move.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened there.
They didn't mark. They just allowed him space. And they just got the ball across. Bang, tapping.
And again, a mistake at the back, trying to pass it out. Same problem we've been talking about all year. Guys at the back don't know how to pass the ball. That I know guys can't, but that like a lot of players don't know how to pass it out. And they went straight to Cunha and just banged it in. No need.
But again, they're not structured in the right way to play it out.
And then Emery made the right subs. He totally changed the formation, and then Villa dominated that second half, and they got the deserved win, I think.
Yeah, Watkins gets on the score sheet, and again, Duran.
Duran again, yeah, with the winner.
This guy's proving to be a problem.
Yeah. Actually, you know who I like from their team? That Rodgers. He's a young striker. He plays behind Watkins, bro. Very, very good player. I reckon he'll move to a big team.
Yeah, 100%. How old is he?
I think he's 20. Nice.
I mean, that's when they're getting found these days.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. No, I think he'll end up being at a big team. He's got a bright future ahead of him.
Then we had the Fulham Newcastle game. I thought this would be a draw, and I think it should have been, but Fulham won 3-1.
I had a Newcastle in that game. I thought that they would form a little bit better. I think that they were right into it up until the last goal. Mm-hmm. Newcastle had a goal called offside very early. Literally a minute later, Fulham score.
Yeah, Jimenez, good goal.
It was a good goal, eh? Good goal. Right. And again, my man, Adama Traore with the assist, having a very strong start to the season. Smith Rowe with a goal. I think the keeper definitely should have done a lot better for that one.
Well, Arsenal saved him again.
Yeah, Arsenal saved him again, yeah.
Neil Smith-Rowe, right? One on.
It was a good start for Fulham. And then 28 seconds into the second half, Harvey Barnes again.
And with his almost signature goal, just curler, bang.
Yeah, it was a very, very nice goal. Newcastle, I feel, definitely deserved at least the point in this game.
I tend to agree.
Did you see that miss by Shah? So Fulham get the ball and they try it like a goal kick and they try to play it out. Go straight to Shah. Instead of him squaring it to Ishak, he has a shot and misses. That was at 2-1.
So you got your striker to your left or you're a centre-back. Have the shot. All right, Vincent,
company, I don't know what the fuck he was doing up front. They literally passed it straight to him and he's standing outside the box. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing there? He's
trying to change the game, baby.
Must have been. Because then he definitely should have squared it. Ishak was so open, doesn't pass it to his number one striker.
Anytime you have an option to pass to the striker when you're a centre-back, you pass to the striker.
100%, yeah. And then your mate Bruno Guimarães with a terrible pass in the middle of the box. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. There were so many goals from this which just come from mistakes. Or like, you know, a lot of opportunities from mistakes.
And he's producing quite a lot of them this year.
Yeah, he has not started off well.
One of the major problems why Newcastle is underperforming.
Yeah, definitely. I can definitely see that because they probably rely on him a lot to control the middle, but he's just been like clotheslining guys and, you know,
was that losing the ball?
Losing the ball, yeah. Passing it to the wrong team.
He thinks it's WWE.
But yeah, it was a good win for Fulham.
Then we had the Southampton Ipswich game.
Let's make this quick.
Yeah. 1-1 draw. Terribly boring. Southampton take the lead early, 5 minutes. No action throughout the game. And then an equaliser from Ipswich in the 95th minute.
Yeah. Shout out to Dibbling, the guy that scored for Southampton. 18 years old. Good for him.
Good for him. Yeah. Like, that's great. Because that's the opportunity you want at Southampton. But, yeah. Again, yeah. They're getting ready again.
Yeah.
Relegated?
Jeez, are you okay?
Man. I don't know. I might be having a stroke.
There was just one thing I wanted to bring up. It was really funny when watching this game in the highlights. There was no action between the 53rd minute and the 94th minute. No action. My highlights were majority of replays and commercials.
Good for them.
Yeah.
And I think, look, and that's why they're going to be in the bottom three.
Yeah.
They can't produce
chances. Both teams will probably be down there.
And that's the most open game those two teams will play the whole year, other than the reverse fixture.
Yeah. I had Ipswich in that one. You had a draw, right?
I went draw.
Went draw, yeah. I think that's where you got me.
Yeah, I'm smarter. What are you going to do?
Oh, this is fuck.
Then we had Tottenham-Brentford. Look, Tottenham won 3-1. It's a good game. Solanke gets his first goal for the EPL.
Again, mistake from the back.
Yeah. Well, it's going to keep happening.
It will keep happening, 100%.
Every team now wants to play the same way. Why?
I don't know.
I want one of these shit teams, Southampton or Ipswich, to just be like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going long ball and start getting results against a big team. Like, I can tell you, if Ipswich play Man City, they play the long ball and they beat Man City, I can guarantee half the league is going to adopt it.
Yeah. Well, that's what Forrest did with you guys, right? They had Chris Wood up front. Yeah. Bang the ball up. Eventually, they turned into a counter-attack.
Yeah.
But at the start, they to just get out. Held,
stayed help. Compact.
That's it. Look,
I think it's more difficult with a team like City. Well, because they've got such quality that will just pull some bullshit out of their ass. Rodri will score like a 40-yard screamer. Oh,
not anymore.
Yeah. Can't wait to get into that.
Brentford scored in the first minute again. Did it again. They need to stop scoring in the first minute because they keep losing.
Yeah. They need to flip it and make it the last minute and then they're good.
The big controversy in this game, Vicario's handball outside the box.
Hey.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, and what, would he got a yellow card?
You got nothing.
Nothing. Oh, they didn't even foul it, right?
No, they play on. Bro, you have VAR. You can clearly see the ball deviate. He touches it like three times.
Yeah, but are you saying it's a red card?
Yes.
There's no other player there, though. He's not hand to remove it from a player.
But isn't it still a red card if you handball outside the box if you're a keeper?
No. In that instance, he's so close to the line, he'd have to be looking down able to see it.
There were three touches. The first two I thought were on the line. But then if you see there's a third touch, he's well past the line. His body is over the line.
But he's still in the air.
Does that make a difference? I thought it had to be in line with the white line.
He's traveling forward. No. Like, I understand what you're saying. He's outside the box. He's handled the ball.
Yeah.
But in his mind, does he know he's outside the box? Is it an intentional handle? So if there was a player running onto the ball and he handled it into himself so he couldn't get it, agree, red card, because that's a goal-scoring opportunity. Whereas he's just flying out of the box. He's made three touches to get the ball because he's traveling past it. I can see why they wouldn't intervene for a red card.
Okay. I think it was definitely a red card. And I think the third touch, like all touches were intentional. He goes to catch it, drops it, pushes it out because there's a Brentford guy there.
Okay.
I think he should have been sent off. And then, like 5-10 minutes later, he pulls off his cracker save.
Mm.
And you're like, well, that's a game changer right there.
Yeah.
And then You know, Madison had another great game. Fuck, he can pull a pass. So good. He's a
magician. In the midfield, he dictates everything for Tottenham.
Oh, man, he's so good. And Son got two assists again. He's still pulling in numbers.
Well, he's always going to. He can walk into any team.
Straight out. He would walk into Manchester City, Chelsea, Liverpool, and Arsenal.
And start.
He'd start.
That's what I mean.
Arsenal fans will probably hate that, but he will walk into that Arsenal team.
Yes, dude.
Easy.
Bro, he takes either wing spot. Either wing.
Yeah.
Either wing.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I had a draw in that game. Didn't get that one right either.
To be expected.
What'd you have?
I had Tottenham.
Damn it.
Then we had Leicester Everton. Draw. Got this one right as well.
Yeah, same. I had a draw in that one too. Did you see the weather?
Yeah, it was shocking,
man. Oh, bro, fucking terrible. It was bucketing down.
Yeah, I know. And that's rare for kind of England. Normally, it's just a drizzle, constant, never goes away. You know what I mean? Just dark and gloomy. But this one was just torrential. It was
proper like a downpour.
Biblical rain. You know?
It actually delayed the second half.
A boat comes floating through.
Ah, it's Noah.
Yeah. Get in the ark!
Good goal by Ndiaye or Ndai or however you say his name from Everton.
Ndai.
Ashley Young, assist. Good for him.
What's he, 36? 39?
Something like that.
39 is insane. Well, this guy thinks he's Ronaldo.
Well, that's what I was saying. I'm like, I can't believe that he's still playing at that age. He is 39.
Good for him.
I know. Yeah, and he's got an assist. And
he starts too.
I find that so odd.
Yeah,
Everton are so short. Well, they didn't make any signings this year, so I guess they have to rely on Ashley Young.
They're shocking.
Mavididi, from Leicester. Goal was scrappy, but man, he looked good in that game. He is so dangerous for Leicester.
Yeah, but their attacking options are so...
It's weak.
Thin.
It's very thin. It is thin. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're relying on Jamie Vardy, whilst great player, just... He's too old.
He's not the type of guy you can put the team on. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, he relied a lot on his quick reactions and his speed.
His speed, yeah.
And it's not there anymore.
Yeah. I mean, that's expected. I picked the draw in that game too.
Then we had the Palace Man U game. I'm going to be real quick. I wrote one note for this game and it was nil all. I understand Onana and the fucking other keeper had a good game.
Henderson.
But dude, your man knew. You shouldn't be giving your goalkeeper man of the match. It shouldn't happen. Not on a nil all against Palace.
Look, I think it came down to both keepers just having a great game. Garnacho had some really good chances in both halves. Henderson pulled up some cracker saves. Garnacho hit the crossbar, comes off the crossbar, goes to Fernandez. He has a shot, comes off the crossbar. They hit the crossbar twice in one sequence.
I was watching a few of the Man U pundits talking about the game.
Oh, yeah, what'd they say?
Bruno Fernandes was probably one of the worst players on the pitch.
Full pedestrian. I don't know what's going on.
His head was down. He wasn't getting on the ball. And he wasn't producing when he had the ball.
No. And he's the type of guy that you expect to be performing in every single game.
Well, he's the captain. He should.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
On the Palace side of things, Eze, again, best player. But fuck, he can't take his chances, eh? He had a great chance in the first half. He hit it straight on Onana. Had a great chance in the second half and just missed the goal. He just can't get in that spot.
I think that's just his age.
It'll come with experience. But again, most dangerous player for Palace. But just can't get that goal. The other thing I wanted to bring up. Did you see Lisandro Martinez's double stomp tackle?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Bro, who tackles like that?
Bro, out of control.
Yeah.
Out of control.
The fuck was that? Yeah, he is so lucky he didn't touch him. If he touched him, straight red.
Yeah, see you later. He shows his studs. He leaves the ground.
With and then double foot double stomp.
And it was super unnecessary.
But there was no need for it whatsoever. He's just gone... I'm going to crunch this cunt. Yeah. And you're going, that is not what to do, it's bro.
Small man syndrome.
He has bad Napoleon complex, eh? Bad Napoleon complex. I had a draw in that game, actually.
Good pick.
Yeah.
Good pick. I went Man U. I don't know why I had faith. I don't know. I don't know. You know
what I mean? So not like you to have faith in Man U.
I don't fucking hate Man U. And then we had the Brighton Forest game.
Good now, game.
We had a discussion earlier in the week.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Because I... Look, I got too ambitious. I went draw in both the final two games. In the Brighton and the Man City, I called both a draw and I got fucking greedy and I tried to pick the scores.
Bro, you had your name in lights. Your eyes were dollar signs on it. And you're like...
I was throwing dollar bills.
You were super confident on the draw. You were super confident on the draws that you thought... I'm going to step it up another level, go full degenerate and pick the scores.
Yeah. I don't just need a couple of hundred. I want thousands, baby.
I want the money. I want all the money. The money
is mine. Oh, my money. The money. The money.
Oh, fuck.
Look, the Brighton game, I'm not convinced. And whilst both the teams in this game are yet to lose in the Premier League,
I'm interesting not convinced
point. On Brighton, right?
Yeah.
Because... Everyone keeps saying Brighton is doing well, but Forest is doing equally as well, but no one is making the same comment.
Forest is doing extremely well, considering... Like, if you look at their team... They
fucking beat us!
They did beat you. That was a great game.
fuck you.
You look at their team, and they've got some really good young players in there. You know, they've got Hudson-Odoi, they've got... Elanga. They got Gibbs White. Bro, they've got a really good team. And then you got Chris Wood up front. He's the experienced player. Bro, it's half decent team.
100%. But again, they don't get the same. I think they are performing better than Brighton. I think their form coming into the season is better than Brighton's. But everyone is saying Brighton's the stronger side. I'd rather verse Brighton than Forest.
I think that there's less expectation out of Forest. That's why it looks a lot better. You know what I mean? Everybody forgets about Brighton, right? Nobody even thinks about Forest. Forest is always in bottom five. You know what I mean? Like, Brighton's always expected to be around the 10, but they always push higher. Nobody even thought Forest would be competing for top 10, but they're doing really well. On the game, weak penalty for Forest. I don't know how that was a pen, but Hudson-Odoi got shouldered and it was a pen.
Yeah.
I saw it. I'm just like...
extend his arm.
No, it's like literally shoulder to shoulder. He falls down. The ref's like, pen. I'm like, okay. VR will overturn it. Didn't overturn it. Okay, whatever. So they played on. The Hinshelwood header.
Perfect cross. Perfect header.
Bro, that header was cracker. I think he plays CDM. Bro, he banged that in like a striker.
100%.
Yeah.
Great goal.
Yeah.
Right? He got above all the defenders. Got his forehead straight onto it and just buried it in the corner.
Right. Awesome header. And then I think it was about 5 minutes later, Welbeck with a rocket free kick.
Silky.
Okay, you're a former keeper. Was the keeper in the wrong position?
Yes, 100%.
I did not know what he was doing there.
No, he was in the middle of the goal and he set up a wall to block, say, the left-hand side from our view.
Yep.
And he's like, well, I'm just going to put it on the right.
But Welbeck's just like, oh, there's a big gap there. I'm just going to shoot in there.
And he didn't even have players in that position to block it.
Yeah.
So you can see they've got a player just outside the wall. And this guy just curls it around him.
Yeah. It was weird.
And he just goes straight in the corner.
I went in. I was like, wait, where's the keeper? Oh, he's in the middle of the fucking goal.
Yeah.
Because when you set up a wall, right, you don't need to be behind the wall.
No. The idea of the wall is to go... If you're good enough to get it over the wall into this top corner, go for it.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas I'm going to protect this corner. That's the point of the wall. If you're going to stand in the middle, right, just put everyone everywhere.
Yeah, just get a 10-man wall.
Straight across. And then just stand in the middle and be like, well, I know it's going to be the top corners.
Yeah.
You're probably better off doing that than putting a wall there and then just standing behind it. What an idiot.
Yeah, I found that so odd.
But then you had Welbeck... beat four players in the box and then miss.
Well, he didn't miss it, saved. But yes, the way he ripped those four players, I was like, whoa, that guy.
Yeah, he's back, baby.
Yeah, that guy Welbs is back. And then the other big point was obviously the red card for Gibbs White. Two silly challenges. Like the one that got him the red card, he went in for a slide tackle. He probably got the ball, but you can't be slide tackling like that when you're on a yellow.
Yeah, bro. It's a fast break. He's coming down the line. Yes, you probably got to try and make a tackle.
Yeah.
But you use one foot.
Yeah.
He comes in with his second foot, chops the guy down. Whatever. Like,
ref had to give him a red.
Argue that he's at pace and he didn't, you know, intentionally bring in the second leg. Doesn't matter.
Does not matter.
You did it. Yeah. That's it. And silly he's trying to complain, but now he's going to miss a couple games.
Yeah, silly challenge.
And then look, final game before we jump into Liverpool-Chelsea, Man City-Arsenal. Probably the game of the round and Michael Oliver's game.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what needs to be done, but there needs to be some form of investigation. Because, dude, too many times it's been in Man City's favour, right? There was the last-minute penalty he didn't give against us where he kicked
McAllister
in the chest.
Yep.
Doku did, I should say, not Oliver.
Yep. It might as well have been Oliver.
Yeah, exactly right. Then there was the offside goal.
Yes.
That they got, was it against Tottenham or
Brighton or something like that? It was not a top team, but it was like a half-decent team, I think. Yeah.
And then...
The Man U game.
And... the two Kovacic tackles
against Arsenal. Bro.
No penalties, no cards, no nothing.
Man, Kovacic definitely should have been sent off. 100% should have been sent off in that game.
So all these points keep coming up. And then you find out he goes over and gets paid millions to referee in Saudi. Oh, okay.
Not sus at all.
Yeah, no.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. But he shouldn't be allowed. If you referee in Saudi, you should not be allowed to do a Man City game. That's it.
100%, yeah. Because definitely.
You're getting paid by the people that own them. I don't care what they say. Oh, no, it's not really us.
It's them. It's definitely. It's like when they say, oh, their sponsor's Qatari Airlines.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, it's the airlines. It's not like the owners. The owners pretty much own Qatari Airlines. What's the fucking difference? It's the same thing.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy that people don't believe this. Like, they think it's some form of conspiracy. But it's not. It's got to be true.
Mm. The actual game itself, Haaland, 100 goals in 105 games. It took Aguero 158 games. He's done it in 53 less games. Right. This guy's a freak.
It's insanity.
It's crazy,
A stat at the same age, like Cristiano Ronaldo versus Haaland at the same age. Haaland's got 20 hat-tricks?
In total?
In total?
Yeah, something like that.
Throughout his entire career?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ronaldo had one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we all know Ronaldo peaked at Real Madrid. When he got to 30+, right? Yeah. That's where he peaked. Mm. Haaland is peaking now. Imagine if he can keep this up. Right.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's really insane because I don't see anyone that's going to, one, catch Haaland this year because I think he just runs away with it. He'll be the golden boot by Christmas.
You know that he still has more goals than 90% of the league.
Yeah.
I think Chelsea's up there because we scored 3. I think we have more than Haaland.
And you've had the 6. You scored 6 in one game.
Yeah, we scored 6 against Wolves. Yeah. Take that out and we got jack shit. But for the goal itself, great run. He held his run. He ran, held it, went again, kept him onside. I found it weird how Saliba and Gabriel were so far apart. They just left his
communication seemed off. But what are you going to do anyway?
I mean,
if you get closer to him, you're not going to be able to push him off the ball.
I think Gabriel might be able to. It'll be tough. It'll be very, very tough.
Listen, they had a physical battle in the game.
Yeah, he threw a ball at his head.
Hey. I see two conflicting sides to this. The Arsenal fans that keep saying that should be a red card.
Come on.
It's not a red card.
Come on.
Right?
Ease up, Arsenal fans.
Yeah, I know. It's not a red card. He's a bit of a douchey move.
It's a dick move, yeah. Especially because Gabriel had his shirt over his
head. He's not even looking. He's just like, fuck you. Yeah. And then did you see what happened on the restart where he just ran through Partey?
Yeah, I thought Partey moved in his way, but Haaland just went fucking balling straight to him like it was an NFL tackle.
Yeah, he just lined him up and he went, see you later, bud. How about Calafiori's goal, but screamer.
Cracker goal. But I do have a question about that. Should that have stood?
Why?
Okay, so there's controversy. I don't know if you saw that the Man City players are complaining about it. Cole Walker got called over by Michael Oliver, right? So Cole Walker plays right back. He gets called over to talk about whatever. and he's jogging back. They play on the left, which is where Kyle Walker would have been. And I think it was Martinelli made the run, cut back to Calafiori, and he scored. Should that have stood?
Well, it should have been. The free kick should have been played from the ref's whistle. That's what it should
be. True, very true. Because
he's called the player over. So it's now at the discretion of the referee because he's taken a player out of position. If the referee has no talking, no bookings, no nothing, fast play, you can allow it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So realistically, should have went on the referee's call or whistle should be the restart.
Michael Oliver, man, he's fucking
maybe
it up.
Maybe he's just really shit.
That is a very, very high possibility
like
of that.
Everyone thinks that he's corrupt, but really, maybe he's just like special, you know?
I mean, he's got that face.
Yeah, yeah. It's just,
The Gabriel goal. Bro, he is a
games.
He is a problem, bro. He is a problem on corners.
I love it how, was it last week or the week before? I'm going to take Gabriel out.
Yeah.
We're going to have him in the game.
Yeah.
Bang, back to back.
Yeah, yeah. We don't need to talk about that yet. but I don't know if you saw earlier, bro, for some reason, Doku was marking him. All right. Yeah, I don't know why. Doku's like 5'5". Gabriel's like fucking 6 foot something and weighs like an extra 20 kilos on him. Runs around him, has a header, misses, right? The next corner, Walker's like, I got him.
Oh, dude.
And then Gabriel does the exact same thing.
But the funnier thing is his tactic of trying to distract him, where he's trying to hit him
around
the waist and giving him little pushes.
And Gabriel's like,
cool, bro. Runs around the back, bang.
Bro, super open header. Yeah, yeah. And then fucking Kyle Walker's like hand in his head and just like, fuck. I'm going, bro, you're an idiot. Why are you trying to push him?
Yeah.
Like, why are you...
Let's get physical with their biggest player.
Bro,
good work.
It's so
like,
dumb.
It's like another striker going up to Haaland, which Gabriel Jesus did at the end of the game. Didn't end well for him. Would he call him a fucking clown?
Yeah, he's a clown, yeah. Then controversy. Just at the end of the first half, Trossard decides to kick the ball away. Arsenal, stop kicking the ball away. You're going to get fucking carded.
I was confused at this, though.
Because you thought it was the foul,
I
right?
I thought he'd given her for the foul.
Which was right? Bad, but...
You think the foul was bad?
So he jumped, shouldered him, like Bernardo Silva just standing there.
It's a 50-50 wall.
I thought it was bad.
No.
Not card worthy, but like
but
dangerous.
But he called it a foul.
He called it a foul.
I wouldn't call it a foul.
You wouldn't even call it a foul?
No, he challenged for the ball. He didn't use his hands. He jumped higher.
He barged him, that's why. And Bernardo Silva was like 5 foot tall.
Yeah, well then you lose the 50-50 on the head.
But then Trossard gets the ball. Like, I don't know if it was like Van Persie in the Champions League where he kicked it and he got a second yellow. But again, Arsenal kicking the ball away. Got to stop it.
Yeah, obviously. And I keep hearing Arsenal fans. Oh my God. Even the boys that are Arsenal fans. Just, fuck, I hope they listen to this. Aiden, Stammer, yous are wrong. I don't care if a Man City player did it in the first half and kicked
oh
it.
My God, yeah.
You're
yeah.
doing it now.
In just, every game.
Like, irregardless how corrupt or fucking dumb Oliver is, it's a mandate of the referees for time wasting that if you kick the ball away, it's a yellow card.
That's it. It is.
Just don't do it.
It is. Just stop doing it.
It doesn't matter if it's if they did it. What do you want to be? Monkey see, monkey do? What
that,
the fuck?
That's how Arsenal always is, though. And then after that red card, it was just all Man City in the second half.
They had 12% possession.
Great.
In the second half. That's insane.
I don't blame Arsenal for doing that.
No, 100%.
Bro,
I'll
you,
be doing
you
the
just,
same thing.
Just
shut up shop.
Shut up the shop. Two buses in front.
Yeah.
Totally would have done the same thing. Yeah. Vardy had a couple of good shots. David Raya, again, showing off his goalkeeping
bro,
chops.
He's on fire.
Yeah.
I was saying, what a waste of a transfer to bring in Raya because I thought, what did they have?
Ramsdale, Leno. Yep.
Oh, they were all good options.
Yeah.
Right? They elevated and it proves. I think he's gained them points. You know what I mean? Getting him in. He's pulled results. He's changed the game, especially from a pressure point of view, right? Pressure gets applied. He makes the saves. He gets the ball, distributes, and he really relinquishes a lot of the pressure.
His ball play with his feet is still the same, but his goalkeeping has gotten a lot better. And then, obviously, the last goal, last kick of the game. Arsenal just shut off.
The controversy in that, there was only 7 minutes at a time, and they scored in the 8th minute.
Was there any subs?
Well, I don't believe so, because
if there's subs...
There was no goals in the second half.
No.
And the red card with Trossard, there was only 48 seconds of stop play.
There was a sub. Timber went off. Okay. So they add 30 seconds to a minute. That's where the extra
But still, time where'd came the from. Other 5 minutes come from?
Because oh, you mean the eight? In, you mean yeah, the like, whole 8 minutes?
How did you get 7 minutes of extra time? Because there was no goals in the second half?
Nope. Until the last one, yeah.
And there was some stat around it is the ball was in play the most from any Premier League team this season. Yeah, so in right. that second half, there's been no other games that have been 7 minutes, but they've all had more stoppages in the game, more outs, injuries, that type of thing. This had the most in-play ball and somehow it was 7 minutes.
Controversy. Michael Oliver back at it again.
Yeah. Put the spotlight on him.
Rodri.
Well, he's done.
Done. ACL.
Done for the season.
As a someone that's done their ACL 3 times, that sucks for him.
Oh, 100%. And again, he's at an advanced age for his career.
And did you see how he did it?
He was just running, right?
He was just running. He's just running. He just drops. And then obviously everyone's thinking, because he got hit off the ball the first play, right? And everyone, and he took a dive, or he went down and just milked it, right? And everyone thought, oh, he's doing it again. And then he's just like he was in real pain.
Yeah, it didn't look good at all. Nah. He was screaming.
Yeah, and then lo and behold, done his ACL, will be massive for Man City. Man City have won titles based on going off his back.
Well, their win percentage is 10% higher with him versus them without him. What is it, 75% with him to like 65% without him?
Crazy.
That's nuts.
And that could be the difference between first and second.
Well, I mean, there's the difference between them winning 14 games in a row or whatever to chase us down.
Yeah, that's exactly insane. Right.
What,
yeah.
No, 17. They won 17 straight games?
Yeah, something like
to beat us, what, 3 seasons ago?
Yeah, something like that.
Fucking stupid.
I do have one very interesting stat from that game.
Shoot.
Havertz.
Yes.
0 passes in 90 minutes.
That's insane.
0 passes. Bro, I know you're a striker, but you can pass the ball.
He doesn't get on the ball enough.
I don't. I know they try to play out from the wings and put it into the center, but still, how are you not on the ball to pass it at least once? In 90 minutes. Second half, all right, I totally get it. You didn't have the ball. But the first half, you didn't do shit. What the fuck?
Yeah. Dude, again, he's not the striker they need. He's not a striker.
I agree. He's a number 10. Yeah, you put him behind forward. The striker. Center forward.
He's a center forward. He can get the ball. He can go forward if there's space.
He'd be mad. Like, if you go out to the wings, you cross it in, he makes that late run in for the header. He's a big boy. Would make sense, but that's just not how Arsenal play. Thanks for the sale, boys.
Yeah. Thanks for the cash.
Yeah, that cash.
Do you want to jump into the Chelsea game?
Ooh, you know I do. This was a 10 out of 10 performance from Chelsea. Jackson, great start. 2 goals, 1 assist. Can't go wrong with that.
Well, I was looking at some stats for Jackson.
Yep.
I'm happy with him this week. I put him into my fantasy league team.
Yeah, copycat.
You know, but I saw a stat. What is it? In his 20 games he's played, is it?
No. He played a whole season.
Or 50?
Yeah, maybe not 50. Oh, you mean the total?
He's got 18 goals for you guys at the moment. Mm-hmm. By the same time, Didier Drogba only had 14.
Mm.
So,
yeah,
promising.
No, he's been doing really well. The best thing about his game was he was dropping into like the midfield, sucking in the defender, leaving a big gap. And then he would make that run. He's a fucking pretty quick player too. And look, his finishing is a lot better. A lot better this year. So, awesome from Jackson.
I thought the interesting thing about the game was the West Ham manager.
Julian Lupitaji.
Yeah, on the sideline. He was fucking losing.
He was not happy, well, bro.
They weren't going forward. They kept getting the ball and going backwards, sideways. They wouldn't go forward. And it showed with their stats, right? Like West Ham had more possession.
Yep.
And they managed more shots and more shots on target and have zero return.
Bro, they had, it looked like they had zero energy. It's like they didn't want to be there. Chelsea did not get out of second gear of that game. It was a cruisy game. Very, very easy for us.
Well, I'm interested to see how Liverpool go against West Ham tomorrow now.
To see if they bounce back.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a very interesting game. I do have a couple points on this. West Ham, on average, the oldest team in the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea, on average, the youngest team in the Premier League. And you could see the legs. Chelsea had the legs. West Ham had no legs. After Cole Palmer scored that second goal, by the way, great goal. Again, Cole Palmer on fire. It's a bit cold in here.
Hey, look, it was a good buy for you guys, but let's not get ahead of ourselves.
It's a little bit chilly in here. And Maresca's the first coach since Pep to win his first three away games.
Look, your team's doing considerably better than the position of last year.
Well, we're already 5 points better than we were last year. But I'm not going to go fucking super crazy yet. We've played one good team, which was Manchester City.
Mm-hmm.
We've played below average teams. So we should be winning these games. I'm not gonna start jerking off over it yet.
We know you did.
I definitely did. you want to jump into the Livo game?
Yeah, sure. Look, good game against, I mean, to be expected with Bournemouth. Look, the surprising thing out of the game was Luis Diaz. He got a double.
Bro, what a start to the season he is having.
Oi, he's loving life under Slot. Loving it. So, look, but you know what it is? I think he has so much more freedom to come inside. I think he was quite restricted out wide, and he had to really cut in to be inside. But you can see now as we break, especially when we break on the right-hand side through like Salah or Nunes or Alexander-Arnold, whatever it is, you can just see the breakdown, the wing allows Diaz to get inside almost like a center forward, and then he just peels off, which is what he did for the assist from Trent. Trent came running in from our own half, got to the front side, laid a nice ball off, and he just tucked it under the keeper. Beautiful goal. And again, I'm loving the fast breaks. The fast breaks that come out of it shows it's just so much pressure. We've always got teams chasing us.
Oh, yeah.
I like the tactics. But I think the goal of the game, or the kind of highlight of the game for me, was the Nunes.
Ooh, cracker goal.
Well, I love Slot's comment about it, where...
What did he say?
He went there and he goes, when he was about to take the shot, all he was sitting on the sideline doing was, don't shoot, don't shoot, what are you doing? But then he realized that he's probably a better footballer than what Slot used to be. Excuse me. And he buried it, because what a goal. Takes him inside. He did do one of those last season when he miscontrolled, got the ball outside... on the corner of the box, whips it and curls it in. Opposite foots. He's done it on both. So, look, he's a talent.
Game was over in the first half as well.
Well, I mean, we got lucky, right? Bournemouth had the overturn goal.
At the start?
Yeah. At the start. Because, when it went in, I thought, oh, no.
But straight away, you messaged me. You're like, fuck. And what? Nothing's happening. I was like 2 minutes behind. Yeah. I'm like, Bournemouth scored.
Yeah, dude.
Luckily, he was offside.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, he was pretty... I mean, I wouldn't say clearly, but he had a foot offside.
It was a foot offside, so, yeah.
Look, we got lucky that they're offside, but then they did not really create another chance. They had one, which was a deflection off Alexander-Arnold.
Yeah.
Kelleher managed to save.
Yeah, he made a couple of good saves.
But another one, Kanate's... assist for the first goal.
Oh, the ball over the top.
Sorry, the ball before the assist. He takes the ball, puts it up. It goes, you know, two passes, and then we're through. Mm. And you're like, great, because it just shows our build up play from the back's established.
See, why can Liverpool kick it out from the back and have pressure on the defense, but all these other teams want to play it out from the back?
Well, I mean, one, we've got better quality players, but also I think we have a system that suits it. Right, we've got the players that are going to run off. We should see these guys, they're trying to like triangle pass out, and it only takes either a savvy opposition player to come and take that ball, or a misplaced pass and you're fucked.
Mm. Good thing for you guys as well. Chiesa got some game time.
Yeah. Look, he came. He hit the post.
Yeah, so hit the post. He looked good. He looked good.
Yeah. Well, he's apparently starting for West Ham tomorrow.
He will definitely start, yeah.
There may be a big rant coming next week on Chiesa.
Oh, that's fair. I love Chiesa. He's a gun player. Was gun for Juve, gun for Italy, you know, won many titles. So, no, he did well.
All right. Well, you've apparently got a game for me this week.
Yeah.
All right, so before we jump into round six game predictions, have at me.
All right. So, I've gone with a Liverpool versus Arsenal 11.
Ooh, right? Interesting.
Now, I haven't gone with, like, your favourites, you know, your Van Dijk's, your CVG's, stuff like that, because we all know who you're going to pick, right? So, I've kind of gone a little bit out there. So, let's see if you have zero football knowledge. Let's see if you think with your head or with your heart. All right? Don't look at my phone. All right. So, for goalkeeper, Pepe Reina or Jens Lehmann?
Damn, dude.
Yeah, bruh.
I'm going to go Pepe Reina.
Why?
He's got a Champions League.
Yeah, but Jens Lehmann was better overall. He won EPL titles.
But he gives away penalties to lose Champions Leagues.
Yeah, but Pepe Reina loses to second balls being on the field.
Yeah, but he has an excuse. Lehmann's just a psychopath.
Have you seen where Pepe Reina's playing now?
No.
Como. Under Cesc.
Oh, no way.
Under Cesc, yeah.
They won.
He wasn't starting, though.
You set me up, you fuck. What a dog.
Oh, fuck. All right. Left back. Andy Robertson or Ashley Cole?
Fuck.
Yeah, right. Damn, is this dude. Now, is this your head or your heart?
Well, I mean,
because let's be real. You want to talk trophies. You look at Ashley Cole, bro.
Yeah, I know that's a fine point. But if you're talking assists, you're going Robertson.
If you're looking defender, you go Ashley Cole.
If you're looking at... Yeah, I've got to go Ashley Cole.
You got to go Ashley Cole.
Got to go Ashley Cole. Hesitantly.
Would you say best left back in Premier League history?
I'd be hard for to find another one.
Yeah.
Who else would you put him up against? Robertson.
I mean, Evra. Evra was good.
Yeah.
Patrice was gone. But Patrice. I just think Ashley Cole had a bit more in him.
Well, he also did it across multiple teams.
True. Very true. You know? I mean, you know what? Patrice Evra did it for Juve as well.
Different league.
A different league, I understand. He didn't play.
He's older.
Can I also say...
They're more defensive.
Can I also say that the transfer of Ashley Cole is still the fucking greatest transfer by Jose Mourinho. We got rid of William Gallas, and I think we had to pay 10 mil or something for a young Ashley Cole. They got an aging William Gallas and like 10 or 15 mil. Great piece
Arsenal
of business.
Never do good business. They never.
No. No, never. They don't. No.
Never.
No. Pepe.
I love reminding people that Pepe was in their team.
72 mil. All right. Jamie Carragher or Tony Adams?
Damn, dude.
Yeah, bruh.
You got to go Tony Adams. Only because Jamie Carragher has too many own goals.
He does love an own goal.
Yeah, but to his own admission, right? He goes... People give him so much shit for it. He had a long think about it and he realized in Istanbul when we played AC Milan.
In the final.
Yeah, in the final and we had the comeback right at the end of the game. Obviously he had a tendency to throw his head at the ball. Yeah. That's why he had so many
own goals. Have you seen the size of his head?
Yeah, it's massive.
Can you blame him?
Yeah. But
looks like a fucking Istanbul, bobblehead.
He blocked he stopped a chance across doing the same thing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He goes, if he spent his career not doing that, yes, he might have had less own goals, but he wouldn't have had that one time when they won the trophy.
Bro, you take a CL over fucking OGs every day.
100%. But look, you still got to go Tony Adams. He was so compelling.
He's been rated the greatest Arsenal centre-back of all time.
Yeah.
I think Gabriel or Saliba could have a shot, but Tony Adams was just next level.
Yeah,
100%. All right. Joel Matip or Sol Campbell as the other centre back?
We're talking in their prime.
In their prime.
I've got to go. You know what? You're going to disagree with me here. Joel Matip.
You know what? It's a very, very hard one. I wanted to make it hard for you, and I thought this one
Matip
was a hard one.
Matip can play the ball. He can
Matip
dribble,
can play the ball.
And he can pass, right? Yeah. I don't think you're getting that out of Campbell.
Tony Adams and Joel Matip together would be a gun centre back.
That's what I mean. Because you've got the big guy who can take all the hits, win the balls, and then you've got Matip who can
ball
play
player.
It out. Yeah, which essentially we've got now with Van Dijk and Konate.
Look, I'm not questioning that one. It was a very, very hard one, that one. Wanted to see where you would go. All right, I don't know if you remember this guy. Steve Finnan?
Oh, yeah.
Or Bakary Sagner? To be fair, there hasn't been many good right backs.
I'm just going Finnan.
It was either Sagner or Bellerin. And I thought, I don't know.
He's a vegan.
Yeah. No, see, I didn't want to put Trent because that's easy, right?
Yeah.
And all your other good right backs are from like your 80s and when one or your
hey,
Premier League
titles.
You should
have went Glenn Johnson.
Oh, I could have gone Glenn Johnson.
You should have went Glenn Johnson.
But you still would have picked Glenn Johnson, right?
Of course.
Yeah, so you got your
I'm
way
not
anyway.
Sagner. What the fuck?
How about this one? All right, left mid. So I've gone a 4-3-3.
Okay.
Henderson or Ozil?
On a left mid.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll see why.
And we're talking Arsenal Ozil, right?
I guess we kind of have to. Oh.
Are we talking Arsenal? Because if we're talking Real Madrid, Ozil, it's an easy pick, right? Because mm-hmm. He was the fucking...
All right, we're going to do this. We're going to do the Saudi Henderson and the Real Madrid Ozil.
Oh, nah. Because if we're going Arsenal, Ozil and Liverpool, Henderson, I'm going Henderson.
No, we're
going
to do Premier League. So if they played, like Ashley Cole played for Chelsea and Arsenal, right? So we'll just do Premier League.
Premier League record, Premier Henderson. League.
Henderson, all right.
Henderson. He's a leader.
Okay.
I've got Tony Adams leading my back line. I've got him leading my midfield.
Centre mid. Fabinho or Patrick Vieira?
Oh, Patrick Vieira. I'm not even going to give you the reason.
He did like a red card, Patrick Vieira.
Yeah, because he's a bad cunt. What the fuck?
Yeah. All right. Right mid. Mascherano. Or Fabregas?
Oh, Fabregas.
Fabregas? All right.
Fabregas was elite.
Mascherano was great, though.
Bro, Mascherano was all right. Talk about liking a card. He didn't mind a card. Remember when we had him and Maxi Rodriguez?
Yeah, that was weird. That was a dangerous setup right there. It just had all sorts of trouble.
And we had Xabi at the same time.
He did have Xabi at the same time. What a gun midfield that was.
Bro. Well, that's why we won the fucking Champions League.
Mascherano wasn't there. Mascherano came like 0-10.
Oh, he came after?
Mascherano came around like 9-10.
Yeah.
Remember when him and Tevez were at West Ham illegally?
Yeah.
And then Tevez goes to Man U and Mascherano goes to Liverpool. Yeah. It was weird.
And Man U had to pay West Ham a bunch of money?
Yeah.
Oh, old Premier League was great.
All right. Left wing. John Arisa or Theo Walcott?
John Arisa.
You
that
love
was
John,
quick.
You
John
love John
Arisa.
John
fucking
right?
man, dude. Dude, he had a long throw.
He had a rocker boot on him.
Oh, bro.
His boot was wicked.
Oh, he'll break the net.
Oh, fuck yeah. He was a ginger, though.
Yeah. Well, that's why. No soul.
All right. Right wing. Dirk Kuyt or Freddie Ljungberg?
Dirk Kuyt.
Dirk Kuyt over Freddie Ljungberg.
What the fuck?
You know what I really wanted to put in there?
Who?
Not Perez. Who was the other? The fucking... the
Thierry Henry.
No. The Dutch guy. What was his fucking name for Arsenal?
The Dutch guy.
Yeah.
You've lost me. I don't know. I don't follow historic Arsenal players.
Oh no. This guy played.
Dirk Kuyt is the James Milner before we had James Milner. He covered the most amount of the pitch. He would leave every game bleeding. He would just be bleeding, and you go, "Hey, I look. I need you to put in 5Ks."
Sorry, I was gonna put Dennis Bergkamp.
Oh, well, yeah.
Look, you know what I mean?
Now we're having an argument.
I thought that would be a lot easier for you because you just go Dennis Bergkamp, right?
Yeah. You have to go Dennis Bergkamp.
I thought Ljungberg.
There's a lot more requirement to fly these days, and he would never fly.
Oh, my God. That's so funny, bro.
You're down in the Champions League, you're down one of your best attacking players every game.
Yeah, but
unless he can drive there. And with the schedule now?
No, bro, can you imagine how many Ks his car would have?
Oh, bro, no, he didn't drive either.
What the fuck did he do?
Somebody drove him. Oh, fuck. It was like his brother.
What a mad job.
Somebody else would drive him.
I'll be his driver. Fuck yeah, that's a mad job.
Suck his dick too?
No. All right, striker. This is a big one. Luis Suarez or Thierry Henry?
Oh, fuck you. Thierry Henry's not even a striker. He's a winger, bro.
He's a striker, bro.
I'm going Suarez.
You fucking piece of shit.
Dude, he's got the greatest hat trick in Premier League history.
Thierry Henry had the fucking... He won more titles than Suarez, let's put it that way.
Not the Champions League, but...
For Arsenal? Well, Suarez never won the Champions League. They both won at Barcelona, bro.
But that's not his fault.
What the fuck? That's
the club's fault.
You're trying to bring up stats on me, bro, about trophies and shit. Get out of here, lad. Suarez won 0 for Liverpool. You know what he won?
Won our hearts. That's what he won. He won the hearts and the admiration of an entire city.
Blech.
Yeah, yeah. Blech. Throw up as much as you want. Blech. Chelsea hasn't got one of those. Because he's an unloyal piece of shit.
We've got pockets for our money, bro. That's all we need.
What was the score?
In what? Yeah. Oh, I got one more. Your coach.
Oh, we're doing coaches.
We'll throw a coach in there. Why not?
Let's see who you went with.
Look, I think I know how this is going to go. There was another way I wanted to go, but I thought,
go on, spit it out.
Benitez or Wenger?
That's a hard one.
It is a hard
because,
one.
Because, look, Wenger revolutionized the Premier League.
Well, he brought in a lot of...
Benitez won with a team that shouldn't have won.
And he did win... like other trophies outside of that Champions League. He won FA Cup or League Cup or some shit. Mm-hmm. So, but Wenger won a lot.
He's invincible. Look, I've got to go Wenger. He's got a better resume. He had better results. And look, he changed the way the Premier League played football.
And he, like him and Sir Alex Ferguson was the ultimate battle for years. For years.
They're the OG Pep and
Klopp.
Yep.
So, this is what the team looked like. You had Pepe Reina, a goalkeeper. Ashley Cole and Steve Finnan and your left and right back. You had Tony Adams and Joel Matip in the middle. And it's a solid defense.
I mean, you could probably win a league with that defense.
I think you probably could. Fuck yeah. If you've got Ashley Cole, Tony Adams and Joel Matip. I mean, Steve Finnan, not bad. He was just your 0-5.
Yeah.
He was your 0-5, you know what
I
mean?
He doesn't go forward, just stays back.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Sit your ass there. Your midfielders were Hendo, Vieira and Fabregas.
Yeah.
Quality.
Okay. Yeah.
Please, then you got...
Please get the ball from us.
And then you went with an all-Liverpool strike with Reece, Kout, Dirkhout and Suarez.
Well, the thing is, my two wingers are running the most. That's it. They're running. You're not catching them, they're running.
Dirkhout loved the run.
Fucking yeah.
I think he ran in his sleep too.
He's like a dog, you know, when they're asleep and their legs go.
And then you're coached by Wenger. Look, I think that's a pretty good team.
Oh, look, 100%.
No, I think that was good.
I like that game.
Yeah, that was good.
Maybe I'll look for a little one for you next week.
Can't wait.
But look, let's jump into round 6 games. I think there's some good games this weekend. First game up, we've got Newcastle, Man City. I literally have two options written down. I'm like Man City or draw because Newcastle's not playing great.
Correct.
But I just don't see City dropping points 2 games in a row.
Yeah.
So I've gone City.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Newcastle have not been playing well.
No.
And that's pretty much what I put it down to. It's going to be interesting to see how City set up now that Rodri's out. I think Kovacic will start, but it'll be interesting to see if John Stones pushes up into the midfield.
Yeah, because they do that interesting thing where it almost slides into a 3 at a back and John Stones steps up in front of them.
So the way they kind of work is a 3-2-4-1. So they've already got the 4-1, but they're playing 4-1-4-1 with Rodri there. But now that he's out, I wonder if they'll change it back to a 3-2. So
potentially, because no one can fill Rodri's shoes.
Well, and if they do that this week, I'm bringing John Stones into my team, my fantasy team.
Yeah,
it'll make sense. Straight away.
Then we've got Chelsea, Brighton. I've gone Chelsea. Again, I don't think Brighton's playing very well.
Yeah. Like Chelsea's on fire at the moment. I think they will score a few goals in this game. I've gone Chelsea.
Look, Brentford, West Ham. The interesting thing about this game is obviously West Ham's got to play tomorrow against Liverpool. So I'm interested to see how, one, they play in that game. I've gone Brentford because I think they're more in form than what West Ham are. Also, West Ham's old as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, their average age is 29.
Yeah, that's
bad. It's not good.
And 2 games in a week. I don't know if they can
with those legs. Up. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know Brentford played today, but I've still got Brentford. They are still scoring goals. West Ham on the other side aren't scoring.
Then you've got Everton Palace. I've gone draw.
I've gone draw too.
Yeah.
Have we got the same so far? We have, eh?
We have, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop copying me, lad.
Well, look.
Look, Everton Palace, I think it's the same thing where I think Everton will score, but they're going to leak. I just don't know. It's hard to tell them apart or hard to pull them apart as to who's going to win. You don't
know how
they're going to
play.
I know. Because
you can get one of the greatest halves of football you've seen from them. And then the second half, they allow 4 goals. And you go.
No, hold on. They have a great half where they score 2, and then there's another half where they concede 3.
Yeah.
That's your typical Everton.
And in the first half, they don't even allow a shot. Like, the other team won't have a shot. Yeah. And then they get 4 goals. And you go, how?
Yeah.
How did you go from 0 shots to 4 goals? Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, Everton.
I think it screams draw.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you've got Arsenal, Leicester. I've gone Arsenal.
Yeah. Arsenal. Let's just move on from that.
Yeah. Forest, Fulham. Now, this one's interesting. I was tossing up between either Fulham or a draw. And the only reason for that is Gibbs-White is out for Forest.
Yep.
But I went Fulham.
You went Fulham?
I went Fulham.
I've stuck with a draw. I did go with a draw. Again, I did think about that Gibbs-White card. I think that both teams will score in this. I think it is... It can go anyway. And again, I've just gone straight down the middle.
We've got to see if Arsenal can save the day again.
Yeah. Reece Nelson, Smith Rowe, Iwobi.
But we'll see. That's the difference between us so far.
Yep.
Then we've got Wolves, Liverpool. I'm pretty sure we're the same here. I've gone Liverpool.
Next. then we've got... Let's live all day.
Ipswich, Villa. Next. I've gone Villa.
Next. Again. This one's Villa. Villa's playing really well. I think it'll be an interesting game, but yeah, Villa.
Yeah, I don't see Ipswich scoring.
Nah.
Then we've got Man U, Tottenham. I've gone draw.
I also have gone draw. Bro, damn what it, the man. Fuck, man?
We have one difference.
I was tossing and turning about this, but Spurs have been playing okay. Man U have been playing okay. They kind of outweigh each other. It could go either way, but it's going to take a big effort from Onana or Vicario. So I've just gone with a draw.
I mean, both teams' form is lackluster. So
it's weird, right?
Like generally, when you have teams that are in a lackluster form coming into the game and they're both the same, you just get a terrible game. Or you're gonna see so many mistakes that there's so many goals.
The big thing will be that Man U play tomorrow in the Europa League and Spurs play Friday in the Europa League. I wonder if that'll cause any problems. But yeah, look, I've just stuck with a draw.
Yeah, and look, final game of the round, Bournemouth, Southampton. I've gone Bournemouth.
So have I. Fuck.
So what? We have one game.
So that Forest Fulham game is the one that was different, right?
Yeah.
Put your money on Forest because we're both going to be wrong. I think Bournemouth played well against you guys. Southampton. Jeez, that's just, enough said.
They're terrible.
Yeah, enough said about that. Yeah,
they're relying on 18-year-olds to score for them.
Yeah.
So, you know. Look, let's jump into a kind of a quick update on fantasy. Like, as I said earlier, I put Nicholas Jackson in this week, 2 goals.
Yeah, you copied me, bro.
Hey, look, man. To be fair, I looked at all the strikers. The majority of them are injured. So I think my choices were like... Ollie Watkins
or
Nicholas Jackson
or Welbeck. Yeah.
To be fair,
any one of those options would have been good. They all scored. But well, Jackson was the best one.
Yeah, 100%. Or Duran. Duran would be nice. Duran, but doesn't start.
That's true. True.
I've also put Onana in.
From Villa.
From Villa. Yeah.
Yep.
But they've got Ipswich this week. So I've got my hopes high for him.
Yep.
Then, look, I've captained Salah. Because we've got Wolves. It is away, but he didn't manage to score an assist last game. Generally, he comes out pretty strong after that.
He did assist. He assisted the third goal. Oh, no,
he assisted the third.
The third, yeah. But, yeah, look, he didn't score in a high-scoring game.
No.
So, he will come back from that. Plus, he had the break. He didn't play today.
Yeah, no.
So, yeah, he'll be good to go. How many did you get, anyway?
So I got 74 points last week.
Nice. Yeah. I got 68. My high scorers were Jackson, Smith Rowe, Alexander Arnold. Luckily, I had Allison. He didn't play, so Henderson from Palace came in, so he got me 9 points.
Man, I've got Martinez in goals. He's done nothing for
me. Bro, I was, because they got a good run. I was going to put in an Aston Villa defender, but the only one that I could think of to put in is Digne. Luckily, I didn't put him in because these guys do not keep clean sheets.
Yeah, but I put in Konsa.
He scored, didn't he? Yeah, nice.
So, because I was literally...
Was he the difference in your, like, for your points?
My big points come from Nicholas Jackson, 16. Yep. I had Captain Salah, same. So he got 12.
Yep.
Then I got 8 out of Palmer. Look, my midfield did the best because I got 12, 8 from Palmer, 8 from Smith Rowe, only 2 from Onana.
Yeah,
but then look in my back line is Konsa and Alexander Arnold.
And I had Trent. He had 11, and Konsa got what, 9?
9. So 20 points.
20 points from those two. That's good. So for my team this week, I've still got Alisson there, hoping he'll play. If not, Henderson goes in. Henderson's playing Everton, so I think that might be okay. I've learnt my lesson now. Gabriel has to start all my games. 2 weeks in a row, I didn't fucking put him in. And 2 weeks, he fucking scores.
Yeah, but as soon as you put him in, he isn't going to do shit.
Watch. They'll concede against Leicester. I guarantee it's going to happen. I've taken Pedro Porro out, and I've put Garnacho in. So I've got a 3-5-2 this week.
Yeah, I know. I think I'm going to have to do the same with Porro.
Yeah.
He started strong, and then he just died.
Yeah. Have you made any subs this week?
Not yet. I'm contemplating. I don't mind where my team's at. I might save it and do 2 next week and bring Porro out and potentially swap out Jamie Vardy.
Yeah, I've already decided what I'm doing. I'm not making any subs this week. I'm saving because next week I'll have 3 and I'm bringing in Haaland. I've already worked it out. Ishak out, Haaland in, Salah out, Diaz in. And if Stones starts in the mid, Vardy out, Stones in.
Okay.
And it works out for me because I've still got... how much have I still got left? I've still got 2 mil in the bank, right? Ishak's worth 8.3. Salah is the big one, 12.6. But Diaz is only worth like 8 mil.
Yeah, he's good value.
Very good value. I'm gonna wait until next week.
He's one of the highest increases this season.
Oh, bro, he's been on fire.
Because I've got in my team now, I've got Nicholas Jackson. He's one of the highest growing. Eze, one of the highest growing. Smith Rowe, one of the highest growing.
Smith Rowe for sure. And bro, Smith Rowe has been fucking awesome. Yeah, so I'm saving all my trades for next week.
But look, I'm pretty excited for this weekend. I think it's some good games.
Hey, it's been an exciting week. Chelsea's won their games. Liverpool's won their games. Man U's been doing Man U. Everton doing Everton things.
So let's just hope Chelsea lose this weekend. Liverpool win. Yes.
You can go fuck off. How about that?
All right, guys. Until next week. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, everyone.